With just days to go until we find out whether or not Kingsford will become Aberdeen FC's new home, it's understood that council officers are backing the Dons application. I'm Phil McDonald with this special report. First, we go all the way back to May 2016 when AFC published their plans to move to a new home. They chose Kingsford because, in their own words, it offers an opportunity to locate both the stadium and the training facilities within a single site.
The club is in a stadium currently, some parts of which were built in the early 20th century.
But not everybody was happy with the plans.
We feel it's highly unlikely that Aberdeen City Councillors will pass this poor considered application.
That's Claire Davidson from the No Kingsford Stadium Group, which was set up in response to the plans. So the club started asking fans, businesses and residents for their thoughts, with issues around transport, parking, hooliganism and even terrorism coming up along the way. With concerns about the plans increasing, the Dons decided to launch the All for Aurora campaign.
I love this club and I only want the best for it. And if we don't take full advantage of the opportunity, then we'll be kicking ourselves for years to come.
Dons manager Derek McInnes there. So the plans went to council for the first predetermination hearing, only for the application to be taken off the table temporarily.
This was done by the club to allow further discussion with the planning officials to ensure that when the application does go before the full council, that they have identified and have grasped the key information.
It's widely believed that planners were preparing to say no to the application, but after a second predetermination hearing last week, it looks like they've been convinced.
We're very concerned about the apparent U-turn by the Aberdeen planners, who as recently as 2016 said that the development would have a significant detrimental effect on the greenbelt around Aberdeen.
Diane Reid from the No Kingsford Stadium Group speaking to North Sound earlier. Now, it should be stressed that this does not mean that it's going ahead. This is just a recommendation to councillors, and we're still waiting on official confirmation from officers. But the contents of this report, whatever it contains, will give us our strongest indication yet on who is winning the battle for Kingsford.